Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie, called the mind, is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
A clean consciousness is as a lamp. Pour into it the oil of grace. Place in it the wick of self-control. Keep in position the chimney of Namasmarana so that gusts of joy and grief might not scorch the flame. Light the lamp with some Mahavakya like Aham Brahmasmi or Tattvamasi. Then you will not only have light, you will be a source of light. Learn from here the value of silence, of Namasmaran, of bhajan, of japa, of dhyana, of single-minded remembrance of the Lord, of the association with spiritually kin. These will keep you in good stead when distress assails you. Dharma purifies the mind and leads you to God. It creates a taste for the Nama and form of God. When you love the name and form, you will naturally respect and obey the command of Krishna, His Agna, which is found in the Bhagavad Gita. Have the name on your tongue and form in the eye, and the demon called Asa or unending desire will fly away from your mind, leaving joy and content therein. This kind of constant dwelling on the indwelling God will promote in you love for all beings. You will then see only good in others. You will strive only to do good to others. Start now with the first step, Namasmarana, repeating the name of the Lord, the universal indweller, that will lead you on to the further steps until the goal is reached.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 53rd name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is
Om Shri Sai Sarva Roga Nivarine Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Baba cures the most deep-rooted of all rogas, diseases, that is Bhava Roga, the disease of recurring birth and death, which afflicts man. What then should we say of the cure he effects of countless minor ailments? Disease draws the mind, that is turned Godwards, into the mire of the senses and into the pains that embarrasses the physical coil of man. So Baba cures diseases too, especially when one surrenders to his will and feels that whatever he does is to be welcomed. The vibhuti or other articles he creates from his own hand or from his pictures anywhere in the world is a panacea for all the ills of man. Baba declares that he cures physical ills in order to draw people towards him so that they might realize their latent but potent disease of Maya and cure themselves in time. He refers to the illness from the cure of which we go to him as your guru, which has led us to the acceptance of right knowledge, right action and right thinking under his gracious direction. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 53rd name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Shri Sai Sarva Roga Nivarine Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Salutations to Sri Sai, who removes all the diseases. Prashanti Nilayam was celebrating the 43rd birthday of Bhagwan Baba. Swami adorned the silver throne on the dais, and the hand-picked lucky few like Sri Kasturi, Srimati Indra Devi, Sri Dikshit, who served Shirdi Baba during his time, and Swami's parents approached the throne one after the other, dipped a flower into the bowl of oil placed there, and sprinkled the oil on Baba's head, took his blessings and left the dais. While this was happening, Baba sighted a devotee confined to a wheelchair among the large numbers of devotees gathered for the occasion. This devotee has not been walking on her feet for a few years, and she travelled all the way from out of India in a wheelchair to be at Prashanti Nilayam. The day before Swami's birthday, she was hospitalized with serious illness. However, she made it to the celebrations in the wheelchair with great devotion and enthusiasm to witness the same. Swami walked down the dais towards this devotee and stood in front of her. With tears of joy rolling down her cheeks, she sprinkled the oil on Baba's head with the flower and held his hand. with his endless showers of love and blessings, Swami called out to her, "Bangaru, stand up and walk with me." His divine voice filled her body with a divine energy, and she held Swami's hand while trying to follow his command to stand up with her weak legs trembling. Baba let go of her hand, and to everyone's surprise, she still managed to walk all by herself without support. Swami's loving words filled her with energy and regenerated blood flow in her legs. The auditorium resounded with the applause from the 30,000 devotees gathered to celebrate his birthday. Seeing the devotee walk, Sri Kasturi took to the mic and announced that Swami blessed Srimati Ella Anderson to be able to walk all by herself on the occasion of his birthday. We salute to our beloved Swami, who can save us from any ailment with his divine power of love.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 53rd name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sarvaroga Nivarine Namaha. The 54th name is
Om Sri Sai Sarvabadha Haraya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Badha means pain. Hara means he who destroys. Baba destroys all types of pain. He announced that the Chinese hordes will not advance and mar the joy of his birthday celebrations on November 23, 1962, and they mysteriously started withdrawing on the night of November 22nd. The unexpected retreat was by an advancing army for no known reason. He went on with preparations for the Dasara festivities in 1965, in spite of the campaigns and counter-campaigns of the Indo-Pakistan conflict. He announced that the hostilities will cease in time, and quite dramatically, to the surprise of many leaders in both countries and in the United Nations organization, ceasefire was declared with 2 days in spare before Dasara began. Even minor perils like rain, which might disturb a festival or procession or public meeting, are averted by His grace. Individuals too escape mental or physical torment by calling on Him in their distress. There are many cases of devotees escaping with no injury from frightful car collisions and accidents, accidental fires, falling from heights and even running trains, etc., by resorting to His name. Baba Himself has declared that when His name is called by anyone from anywhere, at any time, from the depth of the heart, He has to manifest Himself and render rescue. Baba has said while at Shirdi, quote, "I will not allow my devotees to come to harm," unquote. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 54th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sarvabadha Haraya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Sri Sai Sarvabadha Haraya Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who takes away all the suffering. God's heart is softer than butter. It melts at the devotee's suffering, and His grace starts flowing abundantly. Only His grace can relieve the devotee of his agony. Many a time, in order to free him, God has taken on His devotee's suffering upon His own physical body, the body which has assumed for the sake of the devotees. Here is a story from Sai's Shirdi incarnation. There was a devotee of Sai Maharaj by the name Dada Sahib Khaparde. In January 1912, while he and his wife were residing at Shirdi, all of a sudden his son suffered from high fever. It was so high that the boy started writhing in agony. So the mother's mind became restless. One evening, when Sainath set out on his usual evening rounds, the boy's mother, Mrs. Lakshmibai Khaparde, ran to Sainath and fell at his feet. Wailing aloud, she narrated everything to Sai. In this difficult situation, Sainath comforted her, saying, "Think that the sky is overcast. There will be a cloudburst and the sky will be cleared as before. When such is the case, why be afraid?" Saying so, he lifted his robe and after showing everyone present there the odorous glands as large as hen's eggs that had erupted all over his body, said, "See, this is how I have to take your suffering upon myself." On returning home, Lakshmibai found out that her son's fever had abated. God removes not only physical but also mental suffering and ordains the devotee's worldly as well as spiritual progress. A long time ago, Swami had once gone to Delhi to give darshan to his devotees there. A huge crowd had gathered at the venue where Swami was to give darshan. Among them were many wealthy personalities too. The chauffeur of one of these persons was curious to know whose darshan his master had gone for. So he parked the car and reached the venue. But the crowd was so large that he got Swami's darshan only from afar and it was not very clear. As he was looking at Swami, he started thinking about the mountain of physical suffering and financial difficulties that he was overburdened with and thought, "If I could get closer to this Baba, at least I would have been able to tell him about my difficulties." But he was destined to get the darshan only from afar, so he had to return back without making a mention of his problems to Baba. A few years passed. Whatever problems the chauffeur had, they dissolved on their own. The mountains of difficulties disappeared. After becoming free from worry and fear, he heard from somebody about Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba and he reached Prashanti Nilayam along with his family. As he sat in darshan lines, Swami selected him for an interview. During the interview, Baba said to him, quote, "We have met once earlier, long time ago. Your prayer reached me," unquote. On hearing this, he remembered the incident in Delhi where he had got Swami's darshan from afar and he had been disappointed because he was unable to convey his problems to Swami. But from what Baba told him now, he was convinced that Swami is God because although at the time he did not even get a close darshan or a chance to talk to Swami, Swami knew about his suffering. Also, he had turned his gracious gaze on the chauffeur and removed all his difficulties. God alone is closest to us because He is the indweller in everyone's heart. A devotee's earnest plea melts his heart and he takes care of every detail in the devotee's life.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 54th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtotar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sarvabadha Haraya Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.